All right, hello, hello. This is Terrible Tunes. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Kobe and Steven's show here, but tonight we got an array of special guests. If you guys want to say hi, introduce yourselves, please. Who do we have here tonight?
Hello, I'm Jared Lee.
Jared Lee, who are you, Jared Lee?
I don't know, I'm just chilling.
Are you a student?
I'm a student at Tufts University. Man? Yeah.
All right.
2025.
Good stuff. Yeah. Who else we got in here?
This is Simon Rands, bro. I'm also a student at Tufts University.
Let's go.
Believe it or not. Man.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. This is Sebastian Barajas, another student at the Tufts. Let's go.
We all have one common connection here.
Exactly.
Two, if you count
at
the
Tufts
music.
University.
Yeah. So basically, we're coming to you, to you tonight with a show. It's a very last minute preparation. We're all having a good old night, a classic Tufts night, and then saw an option to sub in the show, and so we're here. And now, we have a few songs, but we mainly wanted to talk at you for a little bit and just tell you all about our lives and stuff. I mean, does anyone have anything they want to start on? That last song to tell it was, Simon, do you want to say it was your pick?
Yeah, so that was Nangs by Tame Impala, which is actually just one guy, you know, it's not a band.
It's not a band.
Is that a confusion? Yeah, it's a common misconception, but yeah, that one just sounds good in the ears, man. That one scratches an itch for real.
That one is so good.
Yeah. It hits the spot.
Right.
Yeah, but we got more. We got more. That's just to set
the
mood.
But that's just the start.
That's just the beginning.
To lead us in.
Yeah.
We have a playlist that we made tonight. We just all threw in some select picks. And I don't think we're even certain which ones we're going to play tonight. But as we go, we'll pick them out and you will see what the vibes of tonight are.
Yeah. Exactly. Should we continue with songs or you guys want to talk for a bit?
I think we can just get into it.
Let's get a song. Let's get inspired.
This song will inspire.
All right. So first up, or second up, I guess, we're going to hear one of Kobe's picks. We're going with Time by Pink Floyd.
Oh.
How do we feel about
that's
that?
That's a shout.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right, enjoy, everybody. We'll see you in a bit.
Thank you.
Hello, hello. You got us back in here. Turn it down. Alright, sorry about that. A little technical difficulty. So, we're coming back. That was Time by Pink Floyd, one of Kobe's picks. But we have some things we want to talk about here, you know? So I was thinking to start. I actually want to hear like everyone's like, interested in stuff. I'm interested in what people have to say. Just like how you met, like your first like not like the first people met and stuff, but just like your friends now, like how'd you met them at Tufts? It's interesting. Like we all met people different ways. We're all living in the same school, but our experiences are all so different. Like, in our each individual experience is so different compared to each other's in a lot of ways. But we're in the same school and I've only been here for 2 years. Like, that's interesting. So we can just go around and, like, say that.
Alright.
Anyone want to start?
I'll start it off.
Alright, cool.
So, I mean, my first foundation of friends was through my two group. I mean, those are just the first people I met at school. So,
what does that mean?
Two is a pre-orientation wilderness orientation. So, like, a bunch of us went camping before freshman orientation began. So, started off with that. Met some friends through that. And then at the start of, I'm sure if you're a freshman, you can relate to this. Or, I mean, everyone can relate to this. Like, because everyone was a freshman at one point. Like, at the start, there were just random connections. And people were just, people met each other through that. And, like, you had some people you knew. They knew other people. Then you met them. And then that's how it went, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely a shared experience right. In a lot of ways.
And so it went like that. One of my roommates was actually on, Steven, he's here right now, was on my original group. And then Grady, my other roommate, he did too, but was not in our trip, and we met him because, like, all the two groups just kind of all met each other. And then we got some Loot Crew boys going on right now. Those are a lot of my current friends. In Lewis Hall, shout out, Baltimore residents.
If you're listening in Lewis, we love you.
that's our home. And there's just a lot of chiller guys in there. And now we're all friends as a result. I mean, we had some connections before. So I guess I'll just use that to pass it on to you guys.
Yeah, I think my experience is pretty similar. You know, freshman year, I met people through classes and whatnot. Like, for example, Sebastian, who's right here with us today. I met him through chemistry. So it was kind of a vibe. You
That's
know,
nice. I feel like a lot of times meeting people through classes is, like, somewhat a thing of the past. Like, it's less common now than I feel like I would see my parents.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I feel like people, you know, are
that's
cool.
Right
now.
That's nice.
Like, yeah, it was just, like, through Rohan, and then, like, somehow we were just introduced, you know? And then from then on, we were just together since then. And you know, like Kobe, you know, just through Lewis, you know, the close proximity, and then the classes we're taking together.
Jared, the first time we met, you know, with the first thing that happened, you broke your foot on my skateboard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was the first time you met?
Yeah, one of the first times we met. Yeah, we were, like, studying for, like, a test together, and afterwards we were like, yeah, let's go to the library. Well, on the way there, we were, like, messing around with the skateboard.
It was your skateboard?
It was my skateboard.
Yeah.
How did you break your foot? What's
bro,
the story
dude,
of that?
No. Like, I was on a skateboard, right, and I'm not a skateboarder by any means. But I was on it. I was, like, okay, like, kind of good at it for a little bit, but then there was like a little bump in the road and it kind of threw me off balance, so I fell.
How did you fall?
I just, like, sort of fell backwards. I tried to land on my foot, but my foot kind of rolled. That sort of sat on my foot, you know? It was like my full weight fell on my foot.
Ouch.
Yeah. So at the time, I felt like, my ankle's kind of hurt, you know, whatever, I'll walk it off, you know? But, you know, as the night progressed, I realized that I couldn't really walk anymore. Like, my putting pressure on the foot kind of hurt. So, the next day I went to the hospital, and it turned out my foot was broken.
Is it? Your foot is broken.
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
The tragedy. Yeah, but that's how it happened.
Damn. I really remember that. That was an era.
That was an era.
You were on the boot, you had the crutches.
Mm-hmm. I was just walking around.
You're like, fuck. I feel like I do remember that.
I was just hobbling.
We were all saying how bad we felt.
Yeah. It was also snowing at the time. It was mad slippery because it was icy, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like slipping and sliding on my crutches. And I was like,
and it's important to note this campus is on a hill.
Like, I feel so bad for
Jared. At least you were healthy for spring break, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was in my boot, but I still went out to New York.
Yeah.
I made an effort.
That's good.
It's time of the past now. Now you're mobile.
Yeah, but you know, low key,
up and around.
The foot is stronger.
I feel like an old man sometimes. You know, like when it gets cold, I'm like, oh, I can feel it in my foot. Like,
you broke foot.
Yeah. I got like, oh, a storm's coming. I can feel it in my foot.
That's amazing.
For real.
You gained a superpower through it.
For real.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
What about you, Simon? You got a story to tell?
Oh, well, you know, it's funny Kobe says he has a shared experience here because that's exactly my experience was, you know, you start hanging out with your orientation group, your two group. That's what happened with me. And then you just kind of branch out. You know, I'm reading a book about fungus right now. And I kind of feel like our lives are a lot like fungus, you know? It's a lot like a mycelium.
Oh, what is an analogy? How so?
You just kind of branch out along the way. You don't know what's going to happen. You feel it out.
Nice.
You see what's there, and if you like it, you keep branching out, you know?
Nice.
Is that what fungus do?
That's what fungus do. They branch out. They branch out in all directions, and then when they find something they like, they keep branching out there, and they stop branching out elsewhere.
So, what kind of book is this?
That's
then?
A good metaphor.
So, this is a book called "Entangled Life" by some British guy, and it's just a pretty comprehensive summary of the lives of fungus, which is pretty sweet.
Of all fungi, or like.
You know, he tells different stories. He talks about truffle hunting in Italy. He talks about these things that have evolved to actively hunt worms.
Is it his stories?
No, well, so it's mainly told through his interactions with these other scientists who are doing their studies. So, you know, the story about the truffles is that he goes to Italy to learn about truffle dogs because truffles are just like a mushroom. They're a fruiting body of a fungus. And, it's a pretty sweet book. I think in the introduction, he's talking about how he signed up to do this study where he takes psychedelic mushrooms, where he takes psilocybin to see if he can expand his way of scientific thinking.
And
that's
how
he frames his book, as a way of expanding your thinking and, you know, being creative in the field of science. And that's fungus.
Interesting. That's a cool analogy.
Yeah.
It's cool, like... I think something great about this school is everyone here is like individually passionate about different things in a way that a lot of places maybe it is that way in a lot of places, but that's just like I appreciate about the world then, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to like meet people who are just have their own interests and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we're all like sharing an experience in a lot of ways.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm game to move on to another song.
Let's hit another song.
I was thinking the next song we could throw on Show Me How, one of Jared's picks.
Oh, yeah. Can't Let's argue say. With that.
All right. Let's then I it. Trust. Show Me How. Here it comes. Enjoy.
Show me how you
All right, we're back, we're back. Hello, everyone. That was Show Me How, Men I Trust, Jared's pick. Now, we're going to come back to you with some more thoughts. I don't know, does anyone have anything they want to talk about specifically?
I got a prompt.
All right.
Yeah,
what do you got, Sebastian?
All right, so the other night, me and my friends were talking about our greatest accomplishment in our lives. And I feel like this isn't necessarily like a success story. It's more of a like, what did you learn? What have you learned? You spent 20 years in this life, yeah?
Yeah.
Just about, yeah?
So hey, what's one thing you learned?
What's the most valuable thing you learned?
Mm. Whoa.
That's a big one.
Yo,
I like that.
We're diving in. Yeah, does anyone have anything they want to start with? We can think for a second. All right, yeah.
I mean, I don't think, like, I feel like to fully learn something, like, well, you can learn, there's one thing between learning something and then incorporating it into your life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, once you learn it, it still takes time to fully, like integrate it into your life.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't do it instantly. Like, it takes time, it takes practice.
Mm.
So one thing that I feel like I've learned, but I'm still, like, working on, like, bringing into my life is just, like, you get to define, like, your own perspective and your own, like, reality of things and, like, what you appreciate and the things that you value. And you get to decide that. And it's your choice. Like, you don't want anyone else to decide that for you, you know? Like, you got to make that with your own decision.
Yeah.
But, so that's something that I've learned that you have to, like, bring in, but I'm still working on, like, building my own values and, like, and deciding what I think about things, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's just an ongoing process.
Yeah.
And everyone's different, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful thing.
It's hard because, like, there's a lot of influences out there that are telling you that this is what you should value, this is what you should focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you can easily be distracted by that.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure. I gotta say, my answer is, once again, very similar to Kobe's, is that I'd say the most valuable thing I've learned in my 20 years here is in the last year or so, I've just kind of learned about myself and about how I like to spend my own time. And
it's a big part of college.
It's a big part of college. You know, you go to class and you learn the stuff in your classes, but at the same time, you got to be learning about yourself. Because, like, this is when you develop your identity and you develop your skills to live alone as a person and to just be your own person. And so as much as you go to class and you learn how to code your computer programs, you know, you also got to learn just how you work as a person and the things you like to do in your free time and how to make yourself feel better, you know. Mm-hmm. You gotta realize that a lot of your life here at college is totally unrelated to college, and you got to spend that time, you know, figuring out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
totally in agreement. I think one of the most important things that I've learned, you know, especially since coming up to college, and now to some people, it might sound like common sense, but something that I learned recently is, like, material goods aren't going to bring me happiness in general, you know? Like, growing up, I thought a big house, you know, a nice car, that would bring me happiness. But sort of, like, the more I spend my time here, like, the more I spend time thinking about that sort of thing, I've sort of come to the conclusion that, like, a nice car isn't going to make me that much happier than I already am, you know? Like, a nice house, like a super expensive house in, like, LA or something, isn't going to make me that much more happier than I am now, you know? It's sort of like, I think I need to sort of reevaluate what I seek, you know, and, like, to find happiness in my life, you know? And I feel like material goods definitely is not one of them.
For sure. I've been thinking about that too a lot, just things in life that are important and, like, unique. Not necessarily unique, but, like, especially important to me, you know? I think my biggest thing right now is community and just having a community in some way. Anyone in this world is going to have some form of community, you know? And making the most of that and enjoying it. There's so much that you can gain from multiple communities in your lifetime. You're going to be part of hundreds of communities in different ways, you know? Your sports team, your religion, all that type of stuff, your social scene. There's so many different ways that you're involved with other people, and that's something important and something you should take advantage of, because I really think you learn the most from each other, especially your friends, your peers, your parents, your, like, siblings. There's a lot to learn, and I'm sure one day, like, your kids, you know, the world is so different in different settings, so it's crazy to just have a piece of someone else's experience. We're all lost in the world. Mm-hmm. So to like trust somebody else and hear what they have to say about it is something special.
I agree. I think one of the most valuable experiences in life is just like smiling with someone else.
Yeah.
I think just being happy, being content. One of the most valuable things I learned in this past year is just like being able to be content with what I do and what I feel love for and what I want to do in my future. I've learned that I have a lot of passion for people and cities and how they function and how I could make a difference in a lot of people's lives. And one of the biggest things about that is just like understanding people's stories and understanding that people's lives aren't that far different from mine. So one of the biggest things is just connecting with people, understanding stories, understanding myself and how I function in the society and how I function within the realms of other people's lives. I think contributing to my own life along with other people's lives is really important to me. But yeah, I'm really happy to contribute to others and contribute to everyone else's lives. So I think we should start a song.
Yeah,
I think that'd be vibe.
Beautiful points.
Yeah. Oh, I love how all of our points kind of connected.
Yeah, it's just like, it's a good time to be alive. We need to be thankful, you know?
But it's good to be thoughtful about these things and reflect on it.
Yeah.
And share it with others, you know?
I think that's like one of the key takeaways too, is that with reflecting on it together and just talking about our experience, like that's amazing, you know?
Like I feel like even if it's subconscious, like you mm-hmm. are kind of having these big picture thoughts in the back of your head, even throughout your day to day. So just speaking it allows it to come forward and become more like concrete, like you can enact that even more so.
Definitely, for sure. We can go back to some music now. We got The Salt Blues by West Park. Should be good. Sebastian's pick. Here we go.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a good recording, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop. Right on.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and get here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs. Punish me, sister, with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see. Sister, oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Oh,
right on.
Everybody thinks we're at home. Oh, but who are they to judge us? Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know that we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Picket lines and picket signs. Punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see what's going on. Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right, right on. Right on.
All right, we're back with you. So that was, I think my mic's a bit loud. So that last song was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. So honestly, it could be one of my top like 10 songs of the year. It's not a new song, but I just love it. I have something to think about, and I'm happy to go first. This is kind of a big question, so if no one thinks of anything on the spot, I'm happy to start. But what are you most looking forward to in life?
Ooh. Okay.
That is a big one.
I think...
You want to go, Sebastian?
I don't have a particular answer, but I think what I'm most looking forward to is being old and just having so many stories to tell.
That's going to be crazy.
What a great answer.
I love telling stories. Yeah. I love telling people about my life. I love telling people what I've lived, and I love listening to people about what they've lived.
Yeah.
And throughout my life, I hope I just amass particular stories that impress people. Not even impress, just bring people joy. And I think storytelling brings a lot of people together. So I think, yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing my stories and sharing the life I lived, and hopefully I live a good one.
For sure.
Yeah, I got to piggyback off of what Sebastian said.
Let's hear it, Simon.
That makes me think my answer is just got to be making those stories.
Mm-hmm.
Less yeah. telling them for me, but making them. You know, I want to go out. I want to go study abroad in Chile. And I want to just, like, live new lives and go to new places and experience new things. And just, like, look at life as simply a chain of experiences. And that's all there is to it. You know, you go about, you live your experiences, and then you die. And that's...
You just experience things.
That's what your life is. Experiencing. Yeah, that's my answer.
Yeah, I think my answer is slightly different. I think the one thing I'm looking forward to in life is sort of just finding, like, peace, you know? I just like being absolutely just at peace with sort of how life is going, you know? I don't know.
What do you think will help you get there?
Good follow-up.
That's an interesting question. I think just probably like general reflection and just sort of accepting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Reflection's sort of important.
Peace. Yeah, yeah. You know? Sort of going with the flow. Like, it sounds sort of cliche. You know, but just sort
dude,
of
the cliches are true though.
Yeah, low key is
always true. Yeah.
The cliches are underrated.
Life should be simpler.
Yeah. But I think sort of just accepting what is, you know.
Yeah.
I think that would be kind of nice. Yeah.
That would be quite nice.
Quite nice.
I feel like I can't really say I'm looking forward to something that far off in the future because I really don't know what the future holds. I feel like it could go in many different directions. And so, I'm not really looking forward to anything that's that far off. So, like, honestly, what I'm looking forward to most right now is just, like, I mean, we're having a pretty good time right now, but I think tomorrow is going to be fun, too. Like,
looking forward to tomorrow. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like,
that's awesome.
That is what I'm looking forward to most right now. Like, I can't even, like, I feel like you can imagine what the future's like, but you don't actually know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know what anything is like until you actually experience it. You can imagine it all you want, but it's not gonna be the same. It doesn't accomplish the same thing. But I do feel like you can imagine, the closer it is to you, the more you can imagine it accurately.
Right.
At least that's how my imagination works. I can't imagine that far in advance.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I think we got a good day. We do some work. Maybe go into Boston.
Prepare for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah,
exactly. We're looking forward to Sunday.
Let's see. I think mine is, I mean, I feel all the things that you said, but something specifically I've been thinking about a lot recently, and I know I've said it to you all in moments of reflection, is just thinking back to people who are, say, 100 years old right now. There's not, like, necessarily a ton of people that old, but, like, there's some people who live to 100 years. They were born in 1923. Think about all the huge things that happened in the world through their lives. So I'm kind of just, like, I'm excited to see what those huge things are that happened in our life. We were born in 2002, 2003. There's a potential that we live, you know, until 2102, you know, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so to think about what's going to happen in the world, good or bad, is just interesting. And I think COVID was a huge one. That's definitely going to always be remembered. Yeah. And seeing what those next events are, you know, not necessarily wanting them to come so I can have them be there, but just the feeling of accepting that things are going to happen and the curiosity of what it will be at some point. And staying in the moment for the now, but knowing that something crazy could come and it's going to be interesting, it's going to be exciting, and history is just cool, you know, the current processing, making of history.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we all live through the iPhone. We all live through so many different things. Exactly.
I'm so interested to see where that goes.
Yeah.
We were saying, me and Simon were saying, we were walking around the studio before we got on air, how, I mean, do you want to say, like, each decade, like, has, like, their own?
I mean, yeah, you just think about, you think about music through the time periods, and you think, you know, any music before, I don't know, the 80s, everything's on vinyl. Any music after the 80s, before like the 90s, you got cassettes, you got CDs for the 90s and 2000s. Now everything's digital, you know, it's MP3, now we got Spotify. Like, what if 100 years from now the kids are listening to Spotify because it's cool, when, you know, the modern music type is a chip in your head that's just like yeah. streams it to your brain.
It's you like, know, quirky. Like, it's that's quirky to listen to Spotify. When we were talking about that, I was like, my mind was blown.
This vintage thing I got. Yeah. Spotify.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah, look at that computer. What is that? Like,
it's
MacBook?
A QR code.
No way. You got a MacBook. You have Spotify. How'd you get that? That's so rare these days.
That's
you're using an aux cord. Oh, what is an aux cord?
That could be life. We're already at that point. What is an aux cord?
And so, I mean, that's part of, like, my thing is, what's going to be the next thing? That's going to be crazy to see. Mm-hmm. But, all right, I mean, that was some great stuff we just talked about. We're going to move on to, I think, Kobe, you're up. Do you have a specific one you want, Kobe?
For real?
Yeah. We threw a little playlist together and are picking some stuff out of it. All right, enjoy.
Yeah, let's go.
Slow right in between the cracks between you and drive from zone to zone. I wouldn't do this on my own, but I'm not on my own tonight.
I don't wanna wait. look, I love her curves, but what's more preferred is the way she articulates words. Can't help observe and stir when she in the mirror, masking the massacre while she fixing the hurt. I mean, she's so perfect in her own little world. We built the foundation, everything I want in a girl, and it's a matter of time until the last day mine. You got potential, baby, just imagine us combined. I wanna see you shine like the gem that you are. Want your beast so secure that they can see from afar that you don't need not a man. You can stand on your own, just keep stacking your brand, and one day we gon' get gone and get away from here. You're the only reason I be staying here. Wanna paint a picture, let's make it clear. The future's so bright, baby, raise your dear. Girl, you talk too much, need to relax. No stress, please, just please roll us a fat blunt so we can smoke and fill the room with love. You boss, cause I'm feeling the groove with this one. Come take you a sip, let's dance under the moon. The way that it's lit got me feeling the mood to vibe and be tuned. I'm so into you. Let's lose track of the night and stay up till it's noon. Watch the sunrise and watch the moon fall asleep if you will. Surprise when you spawn back from the world of infinite beyond. Roll your eyes back and let's keep on going. Come take a ride, I'll be your chauffeur. I'm gonna make you sing to me as your toast, girl. I love it when she doing all the things I showed her. Thinking Lord for her, man, I swear I owe her.
All right. This is Terrible Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Radio. Thank you all for listening. Everyone say goodbye.
Bye.
And we're going to tune out with two more songs. The last one was Love Is Only Feeling by Joey Badass. One before it was Bob Marley and the Waiters Waiting in Vain. Now we got After the Storm by Caliuchis, and to finish us out, Antidote by Ryan Sun. Hope you enjoyed the show. See you on Monday morning.
Eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.